Talk Live. You can take control here toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you as we kick off another week of fun here on the radio waves. Of course, you can take control via our toll-free number, which is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username is lrn.fm if you would like to avail yourself of that method. In fact, that's the way we're going to have our guest to start out the program. We don't have guests on the show a whole lot, but every now and then there's somebody who's real special that is doing great things for Liberty, and I feel like it's necessary to talk to them. In this case, it's somebody we've had on multiple times, including in here in the studio as a co-host. He is Pete Ayer from CopBlock.org on the CopBlock tour over in California. And Pete, just a heads up, I was getting a little bit of feedback there. It's gone now, so thank you for that. Welcome.
Good to be with you, y'all.
You are back after several weeks in South Africa, and I watched your video on the CopBlock YouTube channel today about South Africa. Very fascinating stuff. I mean, of course, it's a lot of the same police abuse that you get absolutely everywhere in the world, and you were in the midst of that for several weeks.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's accurate to say I was in the midst. I definitely dabbled around and got to different areas in and around the Western Cape or Cape Town specifically. But
don't play yourself down. I saw the footage of the cops threatening you just for recording them. You had that happen multiple times. I mean, if a cop's threatening you for holding a camera, you're in the midst.
It was unfortunate to see every time myself or Jacob Crawford filming by someone with a badge, we were approached aggressively. So it was definitely not something that was accepted by those employees for the most part.
So, I didn't really have you on necessarily to talk about South Africa, but it was a very long leg of your journey. And if you wanted to comment further on what you saw down there and what your experience was like, I'd be happy to hear that, but there's also some ridiculous audio that we have to get to here of you and your arrest, which apparently just happened recently in San Francisco. But is there anything else you wanted to reflect on from South Africa and what happened there?
Yeah, I mean, I just add, I was there we were there 6 weeks, and so I only got a very superficial exposure to everything, all the different factors going on. But yeah, like you said, there's a lot of similarities to what's going on in the States. I would say it's the same. You know, they suffer from the same inherent perverse incentives, but it's just to different degrees. Like in the States, you know, and someone might say, oh, the police are so corrupt in South Africa, you know, they might take, let's say, 2,000 Rand or 200 Federal Reserve notes. Whereas in the States, the so-called justice system might do the same thing. It's just through a number of layers of veneer and polish called legal land and all these supposed checks and balances, but, you know, it still is a system of control.
Yeah, you really have to, when you're sort of comparing graft to sort of government operation, it's interesting to point that out. If a police officer takes $20 or $200 and sticks it in his pocket and forgets about the whole incident, then what's really the difference between a government system taking you all the way through and fining you to the same $200 and then slapping it on your record? You know, what really is the difference to you? It's just $200.
That's right.
So, Pete, with regards to the South African situation, I thought it was interesting. There was some kind of poll that you cite in your video that found something like 83% of people in South Africa believe the police are corrupt. I'd be fascinated to see, What is that number in the United States, and has such a poll ever actually been conducted in the United States? Very curious about that.
Yeah, that's a good takeaway, that was another difference that we noted. You know, in the States, there's a lot of hero worship, but these strangers that wear a certain costume, but that wasn't existent in South Africa. And, you know, I would attribute a lot of that difference to, in the States, there's a big propaganda machine behind it. There's this indoctrination system called public schools and the mainstream media, you know, that just sort of put these people up on pedestals all the time. And, for you know, and it actually is a hurtful thing because it creates this demigod.
Still, though, it would be interesting to see a poll like that run in the States and, you know, have it break down by demographics, because I have a feeling if you're poor in the U.S. Or a minority, you may think, you know, a little bit less happily towards the police, considering they're usually out there arresting your brothers, sisters, and friends, if you're in those categories. I think it'd be fascinating. And maybe that has been done out there, and I just never have seen the poll. So 6 weeks in South Africa, then traveling to the West Coast in the San Francisco, Oakland area, and you encountered some police that did not like being held accountable on the streets of San Francisco. When did this go down, Pete?
Saturday, October 12th, at just after 7 p.m., I showed up to an area where we were going to have a meetup and do a patrol at 9 and 10 p.m., so I showed up a little early, and I was walking around and just stumbled across the scene, filmed, didn't interrupt at all, and I asked name and badge number afterwards. You know, one employee gave it to me, the other one I saw right away, and then the third employee, Mr. Hamadi Habib, you know, right away, as soon as I stepped in the street and I was asking him for his name and badge number, turned around and, you know, just said, oh, now you violated this, whatever, and you have to provide this information to me. So it
You literally stepped into the street like in a parked, as you point out in the video, you were in the parking lane of a street. Right. So, you know, big city, you got one parking lane on one side.
Between parked cars.
Yeah, and so you were not out in traffic, but his claim was that you were a pedestrian in the roadway or something ridiculous like that, and they proceeded to arrest you for jaywalking.
And the cop was even further into the street.
Well, it's okay when
he
does it.
He was actually in the street.
Well, it's okay when he does it. It's not jaywalking.
Right, because I think he said a civilian can't be in the street.
Yeah, he's a professional. He's trained at being in the streets. I mean, it's ridiculous. And obviously, you were just trying to get the guy's name, and that's the reason why you were following him. And he, from the conversation that was had later on, which, by the way, is the most interesting part of the video, I think, and we'll get to that. But the conversation was had later on. This cop basically sounds like he was planning to arrest you as soon as you stepped into the street.
Oh, yeah.
I thought so, too. I mean, in retrospect, when I watched the video, you know, almost immediately when I came onto the scene and was stationary, he looked over and saw me, and he looked around to see other camera people, and he and his colleagues were aware of my presence. And, you know, and when I explained to my friend what had happened when we met up a couple hours later, you know, he said, oh, you walked into their trap. Mm-hmm. You know, he said that because a similar thing has sort of happened to him out in the Bay Area as well. He stepped in the street. And this was a police employee who then did the same thing, identified him, and then gave him a ransom note for allegedly jaywalking. You know, it's just a way to harass people, essentially.
So I did find a poll. It's not exactly what percentage of Americans believe that police are corrupt, but there was a public trust poll and found that 56% of people polled rated the police as having high or very high ethical standards. So that could be, you know, related conversely that 44% believe that the police are corrupt in the U.S.
Still nowhere near the level of rejection for the police apparatus as they're in South Africa. And maybe they're just better in the States at covering up for their brutality and covering up for their, you know, just oppression of people's rights. It's just a better PR campaign here.
Yeah, there's unions.
A lot has to do with how the questions are asked and how often the questions are asked. Because I can guarantee you that they're not doing these polls across the country asking people, do you think that the police are corrupt?
That's true. There's no doubt about
this
that.
This poll that is referenced on an FBI website or on the FBI website from some publication from 2011 compares the police at 56% with nurses who are considered to, at 84%, to have a high or very high ethical standard. So they're comparing professions, not necessarily people's view of just police and police corruption.
So you got cuffed and put in the back of a police car, taken down to the station, right, Pete?
Yeah, that's right. They said they had to identify me because I committed this infraction, which they were unable, again, to point to a damage to a person or property. So their colleague showed up, and when they picked me up to transport me, you know, one of them mentioned, you know, I asked him, hey, does this make sense, what's going on now? I didn't do anything wrong, and da-da-da, and he said, I don't know what's going on here. So when we were driving down, you know, I asked him, hey, we have some time, so I explained to him the situation, you know, and he was like, couldn't respond as...
Now, there's more coming up here. Pete, stick with us for another segment, will you?
Yep, sure.
All right, more with Pete Ayer from CopBlock.org, because we've got the audio here, and I had to edit the curse words out from the police. Multiple F-bombs. We've got the audio of what the police said about Pete when they thought he wasn't listening. Well, he wasn't, but his audio recording device was.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset Jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, some pretty shocking audio for those of you who are still in the dark about some of the police in this country that Pete Ayer recorded. Basically, the police were clueless that there was a recording device. I mean, they knew they were being recorded, but they did not do their due diligence to find all of the recording devices that Pete apparently had. We'll get some more information from him.
Or to exactly shut them worked. Off.
Or to shut them off. And you know, maybe they did find it, but they didn't shut it off or didn't think about that. But we'll get to the sickening audio here in a moment and share that with you. I want to also share with you our website, though. Go to freetalklive.com. You can download archives, and a bunch of them, going all the way back to 2006, all for free at freetalklive.com. Now, maybe you have been thinking about launching a website. Well, we've told you before about squarespace.com as the destination to go and just jump into creating your own website. That's right. You can do it yourself, and it can still look awesome because they've got templates that are professionally designed. They look very graphically pleasing, and different kinds of templates, everything from an art portfolio to a blog site to e-commerce. And it's important to point out that the e-commerce site actually works with every single one of their templates. In fact, there's some really amazing facts about the e-commerce site that I think is important to share. Maybe you've been thinking about selling something online. Maybe you want to sell not only a physical product, but maybe you want to sell a digital delivery product. I know, Daryl, for instance, you sell books in reality, but with Squarespace.com, you can also sell a digital version of a product where it's delivered, for instance, via email, download link, that kind of thing. So you can do that. You can sell any kind of product using one single interface. And the Squarespace order management interface lets you easily track outstanding orders, resend customer update emails, print packing slips, all from a single interface. If you're in the U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, Belgium, France, Germany, Ireland, the Netherlands, or Spain, you can use Squarespace's e-commerce. And you want to talk about plug and play? 30-second merchant sign-up with Stripe. That's their credit card authorization processor. They'll give you instant approval, and it doesn't require any paperwork. You can begin receiving money for purchases via direct deposit in moments. They got full tax and shipping rules set by region. Makes it easy for you to run the store. Of course, customers can sign up for a mailing list. And what is the credit card cost? It's actually really affordable. 2.9% plus a 30-cent per successful transaction fee. That's incredibly reasonable for small levels of transactions as far as credit card fees are concerned. So you can really customize, of course, the emails that you send out to your customers and so much more. Go to squarespace.com and use our discount code, which I presume is FTL10 this month, Mark.
That's right.
It's not made clear here, but as FTL10, if you use the code FTL10, you will get 10% off of Squarespace's already amazingly low-priced hosting packages. So go to squarespace.com. You can get your store started tonight. So 855 450 free. We go to Pete Ayer. He is with copblock.org. And Pete, thanks for sticking with us here. We just barely kind of scratched the surface on what happened to you this weekend in San Francisco. You were getting ready to attend a copblock meetup. You arrived early, so it didn't look like there was anybody else around in the video to back you up. Were you alone in this particular case?
Yes, I was. That's correct. Yeah, it's a police accountability tour meetup out there, and we're just going to get together informally and then head out. But I arrived in the area a couple hours early just to, explore it on foot and get a little more familiar. So I had my bearings when we were out in groups.
Now, but, you're an experienced cop blocker, and I don't know if you would recommend that other people emulate this. I certainly don't. I recommend if you're going to go out and cop block that you should have at least one other person, and the more the merrier, and everybody should, or as many people as possible, should be armed with recording devices. You went into this alone. Is that something you recommend?
Well, it depends. It's subjective to the person at the time. You never know where things are going to go. I mean, I never would think that a person thinks they would have the right to put me into a cage or bring me into a facility, detain me, because I stepped, in between a parked car to ask him his name when, something that should be, it's so commonsensical. But yes, obviously being out with more people makes sense. It's more safer. There's a chain of protection afforded by each additional layer of cameras. And it really does make a difference. But like Daryl said, the failure on the parts of these employees I interacted with to shut off my recording devices really makes it easier for me for other people to see just how ridiculous their actions were,
they arrested you for walking into the parking lane of a street. You never got in front of any traffic. They claimed you were a pedestrian in the roadway. They put you in handcuffs, took you down to the station. And at one point in the video that you posted, by the way, at copblock.org, and I also reposted it at freekeen.com, but at one point in the video, they shut the video feed off. Was there a separate recording device that they did not know to shut off, or was there a second recording going on your smartphone? How did you pull off that you got audio, but you didn't get video, halfway through the video?
Okay, yeah, maybe I appreciate you pointing that out. I'll put an annotation on the video to make it more clear to others. But that my bamboozer was going the entire time from when I approached until obviously when the police employees were in the police vehicle when they were having the conversation that they thought was not being recorded. But my video camera was recording from the time I approached until it was shut off shortly after it had been put on the vehicle.
But just to clarify, so you had an actual video camera, and separately from that, you had live streaming going on your phone?
Right. Correct. So the video camera recorded roughly 8 or 9 minutes, and the raw footage is all up as well, and it's linked to from the cop block post about it, the description in the video. But so the video is 8 to 9 minutes, and the bamboozer feed it might be like 18 minutes, I believe. So the raw is all up there.
Now, here's my question. I like the bamboozer, but I honestly haven't had that much of an opportunity to use it because usually when I'm out on the street, I've just got the regular video camera. But can you record with bamboozer without the screen of the phone operating? Because wouldn't it have been obvious to them that you were recording?
Yes, and that's actually one of the benefits. I mean, at least the setup the way it is on my phone right now was the reason it was dark was after that phone, my phone that was streaming through Bamboozer was taken from me by Hamidi G. Habib. He set it on the ground on the sidewalk, and he put my hoodie over it. That's why the screen is dark, so it's still able to capture the audio. And sometimes you can see, you know, some light from here when they're moving it around. But at one point when I asked, hey, where's my property, where's my phone, and things like that, one of the police employees responded, it's right here, and showed it to me. And she then saw that on the screen, it was still green. It was still active. So she pressed the top button on the phone, the power button, which just makes the screen dark. It doesn't stop the bamboozle from recording. So it continued to record, you know, and she probably thought otherwise.
Busted. I love it.
One thing that I think is really interesting, and Pete, this is something that you point out in the video, when they had set your actual video camera on just a random car, apparently.
Right.
And then they knock the camera to a different direction so that it's no longer pointing in the direction of the activity of them asking you questions and then searching you.
Yeah, it really speaks volumes.
Sure does. So we've been teasing this a lot. Pete, can you stick with us? We actually play this audio back.
Sure.
All right, more with Pete Ehrer. He is on the CopBlock Police Accountability Tour. And by the way, it's copblock.org/tour is where you can go to get updates and find out where Pete's going next. And we'll ask him that coming up here in a moment, is what is his next stop on the tour, because he may be coming to a city near you. 855-450-FREE. And, of course, if he does, you go out on the streets and do some cop walking with Pete, which is a lot of fun, by the way. So we're going to come back with more here and get the actual audio from what the police said when they thought no one was listening. Coming up on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs, and I know how important a great smile is in business and with loved ones. Having a great smile will increase the odds that your loved ones will get closer to you, and in business, that you'll impress that client. A recent study of 2,000 people said you can look up to 13 years younger if you have whiter teeth. If you want to erase yellow stained teeth in just 5 minutes a day, then try PowerSwabs. What makes PowerSwabs better is that it works on natural teeth and veneers. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and try it risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-8365. 1-800-665-8365. I guarantee your friends will notice your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-665-8365. 1-800-665-8365.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
Daryl.
And Mark.
You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. If you like this program, you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, there are ways to support the show. One of them is by becoming Free Talk Live Amplifier, and AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're going to be talking a little bit later on tonight, I think, about what we're going to be doing in involving Daryl further in the production side of the show, in the behind-the-scenes business end of the show. And it's going to have to do with the AMP program, and I think it's pretty exciting. But I don't want to delay our conversation with Pete Ayer further here. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for as little as $5 a month. We're going to tell you later on how, if you sign up as of tonight for the AMP program, or if you already do AMP and you increase your AMP, then your ampage will be matched. We have matching amplifiers that are pledging to match your AMP dollars, and we'll tell you why here in a little bit. So again, go to amp.freetalklive.com, learn more about the AMP program. Also, welcome to 102.7 KINX on the FM band in Fairfield, Montana. Brand new affiliate. They started a few days ago with us, taking weeknights and taking us delayed in the area from 7 to 10 Mountain Time.
We've got a lot of affiliates in the Big Sky Country now.
Montana loves Free Talk Live, from what I can tell.
Great.
There's a lot of freedom-oriented people out there, so it makes sense. So if you're listening in Fairfield KINX, you may call the show, but you have to call us during the live hours, which is 5 to 8 your time. So if you call during 5 to 8, then you listen later on, you'll be able to hear yourself. So that's how it works. And, of course, you can call in about anything that you want. We are focusing with Pete Ayer at the moment. He is one of the founders of CopLock.org. This weekend, arrested in San Francisco, and that's him on his computer.
Busily working.
Yep. And, and Pete is with us from...
CopBlock never sleeps.
No, man. Pete is a machine.
That's not an idea. A lot of people.
And you're doing great work. And by the way, I heard rumor, Pete, that Garrett Ian, who is infamous as one of the Robin Hooders, the guy with the big fro, most people will remember him for his hairstyle. I heard rumor he might be coming out to join the tour. Is that true?
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that. We're still working out some things, but hopefully within the next week we'll be able to do an announcement of sorts. But Jacob Crawford, who he and I kicked off the police accountability tour and completed the first half together. He's probably going to stay behind in the Bay area, and then I'm going to move on, be in Denver solo, and then there's possible Garrett might meet up with me starting in Detroit and finish the last segment of the tour. Yeah.
I think that'd be awesome. You guys would, I'm sure, make a great team, so looking forward to seeing that, because Garrett's got some real great video skills as well that he'd probably bring to
Garrett
the
table. Has epic hair, and Pete has an epic beard.
It's true, the combo. Somebody needs to morph the two together with one of those morphing programs. We can see what the combo looks like. So let's jump into this audio here. You got arrested for jaywalking. The police didn't like that you were asking them what their name was. And they confiscated your cell phone, your
camera. I really find that unacceptable.
Of course.
So, it's unacceptable for police employees to not give their name to, frankly, anybody on the street. If they don't have anything to hide, why are they, why are they acting like they want their identities obscured?
Yeah, you bring up a good point, Mark. If this Mr. Habib was, he allegedly, his intentions are to keep the streets safe and clear. So if that was really what he was guided by, instead of vindictiveness or to try to be a revenue collector, he would have turned around and said, "Oh, sir, you might want to be careful. And if you continue walking, there might be traffic," or something like that. You might say to a stranger, "Watch out, man, there's a car coming." But obviously that wasn't the case. So he had no right, ordering me around, and definitely no right, hindering my freedom of movement and shaking me down.
Oh, yeah. In fact, they actually called it jacking you, as listeners will hear in moments from this audio. So I'm going to jump into this. This is what happened when they thought they could not be heard. But what they didn't realize was that Pete's cell phone was still streaming live over Bambuser, which is Bambuser, and it's an app that you can get for your favorite smartphone. That allows you to stream live to the internet. And it wasn't like you didn't tell them, Pete. You let them know that they were being recorded, and that they not only were being recorded, but they were being streamed live. So, buyer beware as far as them taking somebody's camera and not knowing what they were doing with it. They totally screwed this up. Here's the audio. Be happening there? Hang on a second. Let me mute. See if I can mute you, Pete. I'm sorry. There's some technical issues here where I'm just going to put you on hold for a moment because we're running Pete from the same computer. So let's try this again here. So the first thing they say is that that he may be a sovereign citizen.
Or something.
And you should be careful. This is because Pete was refusing to identify himself in the video. I did not clip the entire video. I only clipped the portion of the video where it's the cops talking with one another when they think he's not listening. So we know this so-called sovereign citizen movement has been a concern of the police. The FBI has been sending out advisories, so it's pretty clear that information has made its way on down to the street level. Of course, Pete points out in the video that he doesn't know what a sovereign citizen is, and asks them what that is, and they never really answer it.
So when he stepped off the curb, he jacked him.
It was funny, apparently, that they jacked him when he stepped off the curb.
Some people chuckle when they're nervous in odd situations. Maybe this police officer is hearing the ludicrousness of putting a man in handcuffs over stepping off of the curb.
And it's interesting to note that the police car is actually parked in a lane of traffic.
Well, this happens all the time when it comes to police encounters, especially on the road, is that, they'll say that they're all about public safety, and, for instance, they're pulling you over to give you a speeding ticket or whatever, but in the process, they're creating a hindrance in the road. Police get hit all the time in roads across America, which means that apparently whoever is above them and wants the revenue that these people generate cares less about their life than they do about the revenue, and so they, intentionally go after them. I'm not saying that dangerous people don't need to be pulled over, but we need to weigh that against, frankly, what is a dangerous situation, which is pulling someone over.
Can we get us back to the station? Is he a sovereign citizen?
He's a wannabe, she says. So if he's not a sovereign citizen, he's a wannabe sovereign citizen.
I thought they were saying he's a wannabe cop.
No. I think they said that he's a wannabe sovereign citizen.
Okay.
That's what the context was. I realize it's not the best audio, but if you listen carefully, you can hear what they say.
What is this? Topblock.org. Oh, stickers. Don't take the plea deal.
Oh, God. He's an anarchist. After she finds the don't take the plea deal flyers that I sent Pete out there with.
And then at one point, I don't remember if it was before this or after this, there was a statement of, he's probably going to take us to court.
That's coming up. Here we go. That's literally four F hymns in less than 4 seconds.
I couldn't hear even what is that, what her is that, the female police officer?
That's yes. Female.
Yeah. Well, it's because I'm bleeping the F words out. Yeah,
I got you. The potty mouth there. I mean, look, as far as I'm concerned, also, police officers of America who are listening, you should not be using that kind of language. I'm sorry. You work for these people, and you should not be using that kind of language on duty. You can cuss your butt off when you're off duty. Frankly, I've worked. I don't say that kind of stuff when I'm working. I don't say it as a radio talk show host. Mm. I don't say it as an ad salesperson. And I haven't, you know, I don't say that stuff on air. When I'm working, I don't say those words. Same for you. Yeah, this is the person that she serves. This is the public she serves.
Yeah, well, you know that's a joke. They don't actually serve you. They serve their masters in the legislature and the city council.
I think we need to be showed and reminded that they don't serve us.
There's about 26 seconds remaining in this audio here, and they're going to talk about what they're going to do to Pete here in a moment. And Pete is still with us on hold, and hopefully he'll stick with us for the remaining here segment in this first hour of Free Talk Live. 855 450 free. More from the Potty Mouth Cops in moments.
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM, and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Brookie water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And we've also got a webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact with other listeners of the program at cam.freetalklive.com. You can do it for free. Once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. And Mark, is it still nomination period for the podcast awards?
As I understand it, yeah. Go ahead and take a look. But I think it's podcastawards.com. You can go there and nominate Free Talk Live for political, the political section. We would prefer not to be nominated for People's Choice or Best Produced. Those two awards are sort of biannual, and you can't win next year. So you know, we've always won the political one, and we're
not
the,
always.
Well, we're the winningest, I should say.
Okay.
When we have won the Best Political Podcast Award.
Correct.
We are the winningest podcast of any of their awards, as I understand it, in their history. So, please, we'd love to do it again. Podcastawards.com. I use this terminology. You know, I tell people that we won Best Political Podcast when I'm selling ads for Free Talk Live. It's a nice, nice little thing to be able to say.
Yeah, it's a little bit of effort from you, and it could make a big difference for us. So if you want to nominate Free Talk Live, please go to podcastawards.com. Between now and tomorrow night, closes the Podcast Award nomination period closes at about 11:59 on October 15th, and I think that might be Pacific, but I'm not real clear on that.
And if you are feeling terribly adventurous, you can go to lrn.fm, look at the lists of shows, and nominate them for other things on the list.
Sure, that's absolutely true. All right, so we've got Pete with us here, and we're actually going to bring him back on a comment as we continue the remainder of the audio from when the police arrested him in San Francisco over the weekend for the dastardly crime of jaywalking. Well, actually what Pete was doing was he was trying to hold the police accountable. They were harassing somebody in the streets, and he asked them their names, and they didn't like that, so they started to walk away from him. Pete stepped off the sidewalk onto the pavement from for the road, but he was in the parking lane of the road. He was not out in traffic. They arrested him anyway for it. And then they proceeded to confiscate his camera, turn the video camera off, but they didn't turn his phone's recording ability off. So the audio continued to roll as the police had a what they thought was private conversation with one another out of Pete's earshot. We're going to continue with that audio here.
Oh, yeah.
So what's she saying there?
Yeah, F him. F him. F him. No, yeah, F him. or something to that effect. Here you go again, Mark.
Yeah. Let's see, because I mean, even that, we can book him for, to process for ID.
Now, I'd like to say, it would seem to me that if a police officer decides to arrest someone, they should know what they're arresting them for beforehand. Like, this lady's coming up with things that they can book him for
after the fact.
And that sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like Monday night quarterbacking.
Yeah. It's slimy, but it's not necessarily illegal in that they did arrest him for jaywalking, so what they could have been doing was just trying to think of extra charges to throw on top of
it. It just sounds slimy.
The procedure that I call flinging poo at a wall, you just throw a bunch of stuff against the wall
and see what sticks.
You can't identify who it is. You can book him as John Doe. It just said that's what he identifies himself. And
wait a second. Pause this for a second. Because earlier, during the actual interaction with the police, you can clearly hear Pete spelling his last name for them.
That's right. So this is them saying that they will claim that he told them he was John Doe.
This is her saying that, and I want to make...
And them agreeing. Saying,
let's just say...
Okay, yeah, I heard that. Let's just say that he identified himself as John Doe. You're right. So was she around when he was spelling his name?
Yes.
Okay.
There were all three cops there.
So there are three cops there at this point? At this point?
I believe so.
Okay, so this is really important to me, because I have historically on Free Talk Live been the guy that's, defends the police. I try my very best to be as fair as I possibly can, but one thing I've come up short with throughout the years, the one thing I can't really rectify in my mind, so if you're a big fan of police, and there are people on both sides, right? There's people that love the police, and there's people that hate the police. I try to be the guy in the middle. Now, if you're a big guy, person who loves the police, you've got to ask yourself, when this lady suggested that they lie on a police report, she did it in a very offhand manner. Sounds like she might have done this in the
past. Before, yeah, of course.
And none of these police officers who agreed with her said, "Dear God, Lacey, I can't believe you would even suggest such a thing. We are paladins of justice. If you ever say anything like this again, I'm going to file an internal report. Yeah. And if you do it after that, I'm going to arrest you and throw you in the back of my car." Not one of these guys on the other side, because we're suggested constantly. It's constantly suggested that these are the one bad apple situation.
Yeah.
And the one bad apple, in a group of people that are for truth and justice, one bad apple should be arrested relatively quickly.
It shouldn't last. Yeah.
So what I cannot rectify in my mind, what I can't come up with is how these bad cops, if they are the one bad apples, aren't arrested. What that means to me, in fact, is that there is a internal systematic level of corruption that goes on within police departments. And anybody who understands how humans operate, and the police officers are humans, no different than you and I, are going to understand that people sort of play on teams.
Let me finish up this audio. We got about 10 more seconds.
Book him as John Doe. It just said that's what he identified himself. And it could be
his number. It'll be forever on our radar.
They can process him.
And there you have it. We're going to bring Pete Ayer back on with us here from San Francisco. Pete.
Yep.
So there you go. Any thoughts? Obviously, you weren't able to comment while we were commenting there, so feel free to jump on in with whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I listened to some of what you had, the clip that you had shared earlier, and I think pretty much it speaks for itself, you know, the whole interaction. And today I tried to call. I was told, you know, if I wanted to contest this, that I had to call and go down to this this court and do all these things. But I was pretty much just going to call and let them know that, you know, this is my notice that I'm not going to allocate any more time to this. I feel like the objective record of it is out. It speaks for itself. So that's pretty much the way I'm going to handle this.
Is a ticket?
I don't know. It doesn't have an amount or anything on it, but it says it's an infraction. And, it was just a ransom note.
So it sounds like it's a city ordinance violation.
Correct.
And so I guess I don't know what the penalty for that is in California, but is it possible, Pete, that are you saying you're not going to go to court? Does that mean that there may be a failure to appear and therefore an arrest warrant out for you in California?
I guess potentially. You know, I don't know. I don't think, like I said, I know I didn't do anything wrong. At some point, I got to keep moving ahead, and I'm not going to fly out here in months' time and things like that to deal with this.
What's the court date scheduled?
There's none actually scheduled, and I asked them yesterday, like, when I could show up and all these kind of things, and they just said, show up, and then they'll schedule one when you're in person, or maybe if they're called, they'd do that. So
I see. Otherwise, it's just pay up, or else something bad will happen at some point in the future.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Well, what do you pay for? How much is the fine?
There's no fine.
How do you pay up?
I just did a Google search, and it appears as though jaywalking in California is $190.
Well, what is the charge? We don't even know what that is. Is it written there?
It says, it's 21955. It says CVC PED, so pedestrian and roadway is what the infraction is cited as.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing is... at least one story from L.A. and then another story. I typed San Francisco into my Google search and came up with a story out of L.A. And, yeah, it looks like it's about $190.
$190 for stepping into the street. You know, I liked what Jay Freeville said on Facebook about this. I guess the police will have to start arresting everybody who walks into the street to get in their car.
Yeah, exactly.
If you were walking into the front driver's side door of your car, you would have to be even further into the street than you were at the point at which you were arrested, Pete.
Right. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's clearly, I mean, the behavior by the three San Francisco police employees, you know, when I wasn't in their presence, when they didn't think their actions were being documented, really speaks volumes. It reminds me of a quote I saw about integrity that says, you know, integrity is how you act when nobody else is around, or, you know, things like that. And that's... I don't know. At some point, you got to just keep moving ahead, and I think the piece of content speaks for itself, and hopefully others see how ridiculous the actions are and how...
I think it's pretty clear, and I appreciate... I'm glad that you didn't get held in a cage for any longer than you did, and thanks for going out there and standing up for people's rights. Pete Ayer from CopBlock.org. Next stop, Denver. When are you heading out there?
Next week, I'll be in Denver.
Next week, follow the progress of the tour at CopBlock.org/tour, and Pete, have a great night, man.
You too. Take care, guys.
He's out there in San Francisco. He's going to be going to various different places around the country, so go to his website and check out the details. CopBlock.org/tour. We'll continue here in moments. Is Robin Hooding stealing from the taxpayers? We might talk about that and more on the way. You can take control. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Musicians, what if you could get below cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon. Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year ends Tuesday.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.